broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
So we're on?
Yep.
It's nobody's here yet.
That's not my fault.
It's not?
I don't think so.
So there's one guy here, the mayor of Fort Recovery.
I left the door unlocked, so.
Find a beer.
Hi, Mayor. How are you doing, buddy?
Good.
Marty Brandeman.
Calling or quits. Bob Costas.
What about Bob Costas?
Calling or quits.
What?
Yeah. He retired this afternoon, too.
Did he really? Mm-hmm.
I guess he said if Marty's quitting, I'm quitting, too. Is that what
he said? He wanted to do some baseball games, but he was going to give everything else up. So, so he was going to stick with NBC and maybe do some baseball games is what I read. So,
Bob Costas.
Bob Costas and Marty calling her.
Are you a Marty fan?
I always like Marty. I always like listening to him. But
yeah, the last few years,
kinda, if you don't like a player, he'll let you know.
Yeah.
With all of his negative the last couple of years, I've been a little down on him, but I like him a lot.
See, I bet you that if you ask the players on a Cincinnati Reds team in the last 10 years,
they probably don't like him.
They probably think he's the biggest prick ever.
Yeah, it's very possible. Kind of started with Adam Dunn, don't you think?
Dunner?
I thought, for some reason, Marty just didn't care for Adam. But
Adam probably didn't buy his lunch one day, so. Or was supper one night after a game or something. Should have brought him a supper. And
needless to say, it changed after Nuxie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it wasn't the same. So
yeah.
I think Marty and Joe had a great time together, and it just wasn't the same.
He said today that 4 days before Joe passed, they were playing golf there was a fundraiser, and these two guys paid a lot of money to play golf with Marty and Joe at Hamilton Elks. And he said Joe couldn't play much. He said he got out of the cart and hit a ball, hit a putt at every fourth hole or something. And he said on the 15th tee box, they're sitting there, and said it was a beautiful fall day. Low 60s. He said, these guys are hitting. Me and Joe are sitting there. And Joe says, Marty, we've had a hell of a time together. And he said, I think that was Joe's way of saying goodbye to me. Because I think Joe knew that I was dying.
Wow.
So, Marty Brandeman says, see you later.
Buddy, this one belongs to the Reds.
Yeah. And you know what? The great thing about Marty is he's always on time.
Yeah.
You know? And Sparky Anderson was always on time.
Not me.
And Fee rolls in at 8:04.
Perfect. He's a busy man.
Not bad. How'd you get up here in your seat?
Hi, Brian. How are you, buddy?
I'd say Fee getting from his business to here in 4 minutes isn't bad.
Not too bad.
He did good. He did
jogged
good.
Up.
I'm up here, Brad. I just stopped in to say how do you do. See, I knew I didn't
have
here
today.
Hello, Bobby.
I know, that's exactly right. That guy in the background, that is the head coach of the Lady Indians, Mr. Brian Patch, joining us for the second time this year during the season.
Good.
What's amazing is that we've played 13 games.
That is unbelievable. Season's flying by.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Sure does.
Indians with a huge win last night over South Adams in a game that we needed. We needed a confidence builder.
Yep.
We got through the animal part of our schedule.
We had a nasty part.
And we played Liberty Benton. And then we played Devil St. John's coach in a game that, it was kind of a strange game. They're good. But I think if you look back, that's one that you was thinking, man, we got to get that one. And so now we got South Adams, and we roll through South Adams and talk a little bit about the psyche of the team right now.
I think it's fine. I'm asking the other day, we were talking after the St. John's game on Friday, and we talked a little bit, and I told him this is obviously an important part of our schedule. Not just, I mean, every game is important, but you know, we're starting to play the teams that'll be in our sectional. We got to start thinking about seeding process coming up. And you know, those are games you got to be able to win as the head to head games with them. And I made a comment about being 5-7, and the girls were like, "We're 5-7." I mean, they didn't even know our record. So, I think, you know, for them, you know, the psyche of that is
whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you know, part of me was kind of like, well, that explains a lot. You know, but the other part is just kind of, I think that's a good thing too.
Yep.
Because, you know, for them, they're just out there, you know, and we've been talking about that. You know, with them is, you know, it's all about the process, about getting better. And, you know, don't worry about what the outcomes at this point right now. We just got to continue to improve. And if we do that, then, you know, hopefully the wins will come. And, you know, they just, you never, you with them in practice every day, you don't know if we got beat or if we won. I mean, today was no different than it had been any other day. And, you know, part of that's fun. I mean, part of that is they're just there to work, and they, you know, they want to get better. And, you know, part of me, you know, at the same time wishes us like, hey, if we got beat by 30, you might not want to be so happy in practice the next day, you know, but that's just those group of kids. And like I say, that's kind of why it's enjoyable to be around them though, too, at the same time. So
you go to, let's talk about your schedule so far. So when you scheduled that, or I shouldn't say you scheduled it. It was scheduled. Everything, I'm sure you say, hey, let's do it. When you schedule that schedule, and then you get to this part of it, is your goal in that to, like, were we beat down, do you think? I mean, when you play that schedule, like, the hardest schedule in the state of Ohio for D4.
Oh, absolutely. Terrible schedule.
I mean, do you worry about that? I mean, because...
I wasn't worried about it, no.
No.
I mean, our whole schedule in the summer is playing Division I teams and Division II teams. And, I mean, that's how I've always been. I mean, we'll go play anybody, anywhere, anytime in the summer. I mean, that's just... It doesn't matter for one. And you know, I want our kids to play those kind of teams and face that kind of competition, because if you ever want to go to a tournament, you got to play. You're going to play a team like that. I mean, you're going to play good teams. And so you got to get used to playing, you know, that way and having that expectations. And, you know, I wasn't really, I guess, too concerned about it. To be honest, I thought, you know, going into it, I didn't think we'd lose the Crestview. I didn't think we'd lose the Jay County, you know. I didn't think we'd lose to St. John's at the most. I thought we'd be looking at four losses at this point. And, you know, I thought we would compete in those games. I thought we'd have a chance to win in those games. And
for the most part, we did.
Yeah, I mean, looking back, I know, you know, I was talking, and I don't even know who I was talking with the other day about it. But, you know, in those games, you know, even getting beat by, I think OG beat us by 20, I think 1 or 20 or something like that. Liberty Bend was like 20 or 21. We were in those games, and we had a chance to win those games. We, you know, at both those games, we shot poorly in those games. And it wasn't poorly from the outside. It was poorly from point-blank range.
Yeah.
You know, and so if we hit those shots that we could hit and, you know, really not do anything extra, you know, we have a chance to be in those games and have a chance to win them. So, you know, as crazy as it sounds, I don't think we're that far off. You know, just seeing some of the other scores that, you know, people beat, you know, a lot of people think Columbus Grove is really good. And Liberty beating Benton beating by 30, I think 33 or something like that. You know, we lose by 21. So it's like, you know, I just don't think we're that far off with our young group. And, you know, I think we're getting better. And, you know, it's the point where we want to be in the season where we got to continue to get better and improve and be playing our best basketball at this point, you know, getting ready to move forward. So.
Yeah, you get, like you said, I mean, you start playing. The thing is when you get the good teams like that, you do take some, I mean, it's tough. You lose three or four in a row, but like you're saying, in practice and stuff, the girls come back in smiling. It's like, you know, whatever. You know, I think that's the way girls are. That's a good thing. I mean, that to you, that's got to be. And do you think some of it's because they know they're coming back?
I brought that up to them. You know, it's different because the teams we're playing that are really good all have seniors.
Right.
And I mean, you guys have been around it enough and coached enough, Harold, that seniors play with a different urgency than younger
kids.
They do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the one thing I talk to our kids about. You know, we don't have that urgency right now. And that's part of the reason why we're losing some of these games, I think, because, you know, when you watch us play the St. John's game, we had some urgency in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I told him is you can't come out and just wait for the fourth quarter to decide to finally play. You got to play with that urgency the whole entire time. And seniors have that because they know their clock is, you know, ticking down.
That's right.
And, you know, for our juniors and for our sophomores, their clock is still wound up a long way to go. And so,
you know, you could say the same thing with the boys. Back-to-back games were 24-8 first quarter. Yeah. You can't
come out and do that.
Well, and right now we're kind of a poor starting team, and I think that's part of it. You know, we'll wait to kind of the second half, and I think looking on the year, I think we've outscored our opponents in the second half. It's just we're kind of bad to the start of the first, and you know, I know Jeff always comes in and says, "Hey, are they ready to play?" And I'm like, I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know if we're ready to play or not. I mean, I can't tell the difference, you know, when we are ready to play and we've had good starts and when we haven't. They're just, I mean, they joke around, they have fun, but, you know, they come out and, like I say, I think they're a good group. And I think they try to play hard, but it's, and then what I'm trying to get them to understand is there's a difference between playing hard and playing with some urgency. And that's where we're trying to get to at this point.
And so. And the thing is you can build your way up to tournament time. Because that's when you got to flip the switch. You know, if you flip the switch at tournament time, that's fine.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden, it's time to play. Let's go.
You know?
And you have the team that has the talent to do this. Like you said, we're not that far away. You know, and I think maybe that urgency will come once it's tournament time. You know, it seems like it always does anyhow.
Well, I mean, for me, I guess I'm at that point now. I'd rather go play a team that's competitive and good. If we get beat, we get beat. I don't really care at that point. Because I hate playing in games that we go out and just roll the ball, and no matter what we do, we win by 40. I mean, I absolutely hate those games as a coach. And, you know, we dropped two games where we won by 30-plus the last 2 years, and they just weren't any fun. And I just don't like those games. And I mean, and they're fun to have a little bit every now and then, but not all the time. And I think we just got a group of kids, and hopefully I'm not off-center here, but I just think we got a group of kids that want to compete and want to play. And so you got to go play people for those kids. I think they play their best when they play those kind of kids and teams. So
offensively, Brian, we really struggle scoring. You know, last night we scored 77 points, which we probably haven't had. I mean, I don't know. Have we scored 50 in a game other than, you know?
We're averaging 40.
Averaging 40. And you've always had teams that scored points. And play good defense. So do you look at offensively, what are we doing? Is there anything we can do different? Is there anything, you know, where we shooting wise, are we, it's just kind of it's a team that's hard to figure. They just struggle to score offensively. And, you know, you got, you know, let's take Liv and Val. Here's two kids that have not got on track yet, you know, and they are two potentially game changers, really. I mean, if you look at they're both 6'1", 6'2", both of them. So offensively, that's got to be a deal where, man, I would think that.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, what are we going to do to?
But the thing, too, I think you got to have some help from the outside. I mean, them girls have got to get some confidence. It just, to me, it looks like I look at Kira and I look at Brooke and I look at these girls and I know they can do it, but they turn down those shots sometimes, you know, and it's like, and it would make it so much easier for Val and Liv inside if we get a little bit outside game.
Well, that would definitely help. You know, a lot of it is, you know, and a couple of our kids have made the comments, we play great in practice, but when we get into games, we freak out. And I think that's some of that mentality of some of our kids is when, you know, you throw the lights on and put people in the stands, they play a little bit different, a little more, I guess, tense and tightened a little bit. Because we have kids that shoot it really well in practice, and then we don't see that carry over in the game part. That's the thing we've talked to them about is we got to start seeing what we do in practice. We got to see that carry over into a game, because then as coaches, you know, we feel like, hey, we're doing well at this, but then we get in a game, it's like we're expecting to see that, and then we don't see it, and then we're kind of blindsided by, oh, well, that's...
Now what do we do?
Yeah, now we're kind of at a loss of what to do. And, you know, coming into it, I think, what are we... 13 games right now. And so in 13 games, I think 11 of the 13, we have seen zones and packed in zones. And, you know, like the St. John's game, you know, I watched that the other day. You know, Litt was triple teamed almost the whole entire game without even having the ball in her hands.
Yeah.
So, you know, you talk about not being on track. It's hard to get on track when you're triple teamed in high school or double teamed. You know, right now she's only averaging, I think, 4 or 5 shots a game. So it's hard to go score points when you don't get the ball in your hands. So, you know, she's not going to average a ton because she can't hardly get touches. So, you know, from that standpoint, so, you know, what we talked about is we got to try to get to offensive glass a little bit more. We got to get better movement. You know, guards, we've got to be able to hit some shots, and that's going to draw some people out, because right now you don't have to go out and guard a lot of our kids. And the bad part is, you know, like we have some kids that can shoot it, but they got to have the confidence to know that they can shoot it and that they can hit shots. And if they miss it, it's okay. I can shoot another one.
Exactly.
You know, that was the advantage we had with, you know, over the last couple of years, because, you know, if Grace missed a shot, she didn't care. She was still shooting. She's 20 shoot more.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, she's a, and we have kids right now, if they miss a shot, it's like, oh, I don't want to shoot again. And, you know, that's the thing they got to get in the habit of. So it's okay. As long as you're taking good shots, we don't really care if you take good shots. If you take bad shots, now that's a different story. But if you're taking good shots, you got to shoot good shots. And, you know, our kids all know what a good shot is for themselves because we talk about that. So as long as you take a shot that's a good shot, then you got to take it. If you miss it, you got to keep shooting it.
Right. Okay, and I hear you say that a lot. I hear you say that's good offense. You know, when we move the ball around, we move it inside, we kick it back out. Somebody does take a shot, miss it. And you say that's good offense. They got to know that I'm going to shoot that same shot again. If I'm open, coach says that's good offense. We got to shoot. You know, it's just like they're just nervous. You can just tell, like you said, they get in that game situation and it just tightens up a little bit.
Well, you know, they just need that confidence. It's just like golfing. You make a few putts. Next thing you know, you think you can make everything. Yeah. And I'm sure shooter mentality is the same way. Hit a couple shots, bingo, there you are.
Yeah.
You take a team here. This team is 6-7. With a very real chance to win out.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I mean, well, we could get beat. Knoxville's good.
Yeah.
And
we don't have a we don't have a game on Thursday the rest of the year. You say, well, pencil's in for a W.
Absolutely.
I mean, but we could win everyone.
We could win everyone.
Or we could lose everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's just, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's awesome that it's that competitive. But also, we're young.
But that's how you get better, though.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Paige Fortkamp last night. How good was she?
Played well.
But she got a lot of stuff on offensive. You know, that's for me coming in. That was a kid. You know, like we talk about, you know, what you can do. She's a spot up shooter. And, you know, for her, we keep on talking. You know, she missed last year almost the whole season, didn't hardly play, you know, because she swam. And so, you know, those are little things like that kids are behind on. You know, when you don't show up to practice a lot, you know, you lose out on things, especially as a shooter. And, you know, and so for her, it's trying to get back in that rhythm. You know, like she wants to catch it and then she rotates the ball with her hands just a certain way and then she shoots. And I'm like, Paige, you don't have that time. You got to catch and you got to shoot. And so for her, she turns down a lot of shots because, you know, it's like she's trying to take her time. It's like you got to understand varsity level, you don't get that time.
Got to be quick.
It's got to catch and it's got to shoot and you don't have to worry about, you know, where your ball feels on your hand. You just got to be ready to catch and be, you know, have that preparation of you're getting ready to shoot it before you get the ball. So when the ball's in your hands, it's going up.
But there's no doubt in my mind that my take on this season is you better get us now.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's the potential for this team to be really good.
We just keep getting
not only by the end of this year and all of next year, too.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll come right back. 20 after 8. Spency, how you doing, buddy?
Not too bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
How about you? A little late getting here today.
I was at the community club meeting. I wasn't late. I got here.
Queen of Hearts. I win.
You came in third.
Damn it. Third.
Yeah.
That's good.
Who won it?
Ryan Heitkamp got a 6 of spades, maybe, and Eddie Wordkamp got a 10 of spades.
Oops, spades are hot tonight.
Yep.
It's flush time.
Both of them were donators.
Copy. Digging into the meat and cheese tray sponsored by Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street.
About half gone. Patches ate none of it.
I just said before I came.
What do you have?
Tacos.
Tacos.
Homemade? Wifey make them?
Yep.
They put a bunch of junk in it, or do you just meat, cheese, basic
meat,
salad?
Cheese, lettuce, sour cream, and salsa.
Salsa, yep. Tomato? Got diced tomatoes?
Did I ever tell you about the time I went to
the salsa?
Oh.
You remember when we had that taco hell up here?
Speedy.
Speedy taco.
Speedy.
That was probably before my time.
I went in there and got 3 tacos. This lady was waiting on me. So she put on... I got meat, cheese, and sour cream.
Didn't get lettuce, Bob?
No lettuce.
Huh.
No green.
Huh. And she put the meat on the left side. Yeah.
Didn't she cover the bottom?
Cheese in the middle, and the sour cream on the right side. 3 tacos. Now, I would think...
you're going to work at a taco place.
The SOP on taco banking.
Yeah.
Probably should tell you how to make a taco.
Should be able to figure that one out.
One bite was great.
See you,
Mayor. We'll be right back. Bubba and Feed. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL.
My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4800.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the basketball games scheduled for this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to New Knoxville to take on the Lady Rangers in an MAC contest. On Friday, the boys will host New Knoxville. Then on Saturday, the boys will travel to Arcanum. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast all the games this week for both the JV and varsity teams. Lots of basketball scheduled this weekend. Tomorrow, girls at New Knoxville. Friday, boys host New Knoxville. Saturday, boys at Arcanum. Get all these games this weekend to support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's home boys basketball game with the New Knoxville Rangers will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 8 a.m. to 10:15 a.m., then in the high school office from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Note the later sales hours tomorrow evening. Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Presale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7 for both adults and students. There will not be presale tickets for Saturday's game at Arcanum.
We're back here, Sports Talk. My good friend Aaron Feely.
Hello, Bobby.
My good friend Brian Patch. My good friend Neil Spencer. A lot of good friends today.
Lots of good friends.
Then we're just all friends.
Yeah.
2 hour delay today. Happy with it?
Very happy.
You guys.
I wasn't happy with it. They woke me up at 6 o'clock to
You're
tell
unbelievable.
Me.
Unbelievable.
And I couldn't get back to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
Who woke you up at 6 o'clock?
Mr. Furch with his phone call.
Why do you care?
So I can put it on the air.
Put it on the air.
Huh?
Everyone gets a phone call, Neil.
But, well, then I wonder why the WCSM, WPGW, WKKI, TV, wonder why they do that.
So you're in bed.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Kirksey calls you. And you come up here and put it on. Can you do it from your house?
Chuck can. I can't.
So you call Chuck?
No. He would... I think he might have been out of town, but he has a soundboard at his house. We have to edit it.
So do you stay up then?
I try not to, but today I did. I went back to bed, but I didn't sleep.
You need a bed in here.
How would that help if I'm not ready to sleep? If I'm wide awake, it doesn't matter where the bed is. It doesn't make any difference.
Did you talk to anybody at Delphus?
Talk to anybody at Delphus
during the game? Did you talk to the AD? And
oh no, I don't even know. I'm not sure what he looks like.
You should have wore your Fort Recovery.
I did.
No, you wore a high state coat. You should have wore your Fort Recovery Indian jacket.
I don't have a Fort Recovery Indian jacket.
You don't?
No, but I didn't wear my jacket inside there.
You didn't?
No. I had my purple Fort Recovery radio shirt on, so the 50-50. Ticket people would know that I was from Fort Recovery to see if they were going to try to cheat and sell the other half of my strip of tickets to another Fort Recovery fan.
You can't
they
say didn't. That.
They didn't. There wasn't any way they could have done that. So I've decided that guy was messing with me.
$600 50-50 Friday night, Delphus.
Yep. That's good.
No name?
No, there's the crowd. I mean, how many people does that hold? 1,200? 15?
Yeah, probably.
But who won the 50-50 the other night, the girls' game?
Bingo.
Hello.
You, I saw.
You guys?
I heard.
Oh,
yes.
$43.
43 big ones.
Oh, that'll almost pay the popcorn bill.
Not too bad.
Close.
Good thing popcorn isn't $2.
Yeah.
That's right.
End of it all.
We're back here with Coach Brian Patch. And how about that Minster Fort Laramie game there? Did you go over and see that?
No. That was the Saturday when we went to, I think, Hillsdale game.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That kind of surprised me a little bit. Not really. See, I got Minster. I think my problem is I got Minster God team.
Yeah. Maybe they ain't that good.
Either. I think.
Well, they're in foul trouble.
Did they get in foul trouble?
Yeah. And sorry, Mike, but I talked to Carla before.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well,
we had a pretty good conversation.
I think Minster's really, really good, but I think Fort Laramie, you can't look past them anytime, I don't think.
They're young, too, right, Fort Laramie?
Yeah, they got some. I mean, they have some young kids, but their core kids are seniors and some juniors, a couple sophomores, but.
We got, we don't play them.
No, we just scrimmage them.
Scrimmage them, right?
Yeah. That's right.
And we played them. We scrimmaged them pretty tough, didn't we?
We beat them in a scrimmage, yeah.
That's what I thought you said.
Oh, we killed them.
Yeah.
After the first quarter, I said, we are the greatest team of all time. Patch is the greatest coach of all time.
You say that one quarter, and the next quarter, like, we got to get rid of that
Patch
guy.
Patch's got to go. This guy's got to go. His father-in-law's up there saying, Brian, what are you doing?
Hey, Fee, you with me on that petition?
Get that.
We've never fired you yet.
I don't think so.
No,
how many years have we been with
him? Ran him off the boys' team and got him to the girls' team. But
how many years you been coaching?
This is 16.
Night. I told you 15.
This will be 16 here. Completed 16.
And how many wins we got? Wins you got as girls?
I don't even know.
You got 250 wins, probably.
Probably
close.
Yeah.
Close to it.
You're getting old.
Birthday this week, dude.
Hey. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We got you a bowl of peanuts.
Bowl of peanuts.
I'd take all of them, too.
And a cheese tray.
Well,
a cheese tray.
There's more than you can eat. I can promise you that.
Annie, is Annie listening?
I don't know. She was doing work.
He has not ate one of these things yet.
Nope.
Try to watch my figure, Bubba.
You're a handsome guy.
Yeah.
What do you think of Marty Brenneman retiring?
All over social media.
I know.
Hmm. Big Marty.
I think the Southland boys are kind of happy about that, I see.
Grumpy.
Yeah.
He is.
I think you and Bill, like, do you guys call each other beforehand?
No.
Because you said the same thing. Anyway. Both of you said the same thing.
Bill has always hated Marty Brenneman, but Bill hates everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
He'll say it even if he doesn't really hate him. He'll still say it.
So he's done. He ain't doing this year?
He's doing this year.
This is last year.
This is last round.
Yep.
That's right.
There's a lot more see you good laters than.
I don't know. I agree.
Let the door hit you on the way out.
Hey, by the way, since you were talking about the other night, are you going to. Did you see that? Did I show you that? About South Adams' parent email.
Mm-mm. Oh, I didn't.
So we had people know or not, but South Adams had a freshman girl that played volleyball that had died over the weekend because of heart complications.
Now, was this something sudden?
Well, she had a heart surgery, I think, on around Thanksgiving, and then she got complications from it. Woke up yesterday, had a headache, man. And then kind of was complaining about a headache, and then all of a sudden it just got. Or not yesterday, but on that over the weekend, and then all of a sudden it just kind of like hit.
Wow.
And then died, I think, that same day. Mm-hmm. And then she was a freshman, so there were some kids on the team that obviously were some freshmen and good friends with her and, you know, things like that. So one of the freshman girls, I think, off the JV team had missed the game and because she was really close and such. And so Bubba and Fee here last night, we talked about having a moment of silence. They did. So they had a moment of silence before the national anthem. And so one of the South Adams parents had emailed Mr. Ferks and Mr. Oval today talking about how appreciative they were and how that talks such volumes about our school and our community that they would take time out of the game to do that for their kids and their team. And I mean, if you were on the floor, you could hear their kids were crying.
I know,
and
I felt bad.
I heard it, dude. I felt bad.
I was thinking, oh, man, maybe we shouldn't. How about this. The coach probably thought?
Yeah.
Well, he was very, beforehand when I told him we were going to do that, when we had talked about it, and he was very appreciative of it. And I told him, you know, obviously we had our condolences and, you know, we apologize and we could do anything to help him out. You know, and their team, we would.
So you pressed the whole first half and got down.
Annihilated him.
I know.
Hey, it took his mind off of it. It took the fans' mind off of it.
I know. I felt so bad. I thought, what a prick I am. But at that point, I had to do what was good for my kids and team too. But yeah, and so their parents, one of the parents had wrote a really nice letter to the school and thanking us for everything. And so you guys, since you guys were the ones who kind of helped talk about doing
this.
Good.
Yep. How about that guy behind you? How about our band showing up for the girls' games?
How great is that? Yeah, that was, I didn't know they were coming.
I thought you meant the guy behind him at the game.
That's what I was like, who's if I knew behind me?
Mr. Reed Canoe.
Yep.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, that adds to the atmosphere of the game and when they're down there playing. And, you know, so I think this is second or third time they've been there. So, you know, I know our girls really appreciate that and the support. So, yeah, thanks, Reed.
And we're going to have Mr. Knuth on here in a little. Is it Knuth?
Knuth.
Knuth?
Knuth.
Knuth. It's Knuth.
Oh, they told me Knuth.
Hey, just when you talk to him, make sure you bring up Antonio Brown, please.
He ain't a Steelers
fan. Yeah, yes.
He won't be. Mr. Knuth will not be on tonight.
Just canceled. Couldn't make it in.
His beaten awake body will be laying there, but beating into submission. But
so, Coach, we got the last fourth of the season basically. Coming up here, and we got the new Knoxville Rangers tomorrow. And Coach, they bring a really nice team in to the Ranger Gymnasium, which is a tough place to play.
Always is.
Yeah, in all my years of coaching, I don't know, as I told the kids earlier this week, or actually I think it was today, I don't know if I've ever had a team go over there and play a pretty basketball game. You know, it's usually ugly. And they make it ugly, and they're real physical, and they usually, this year they're actually trying to get up and down a little bit more. You know, if you recall last year, the final score was like 24-20, and it was like they would hold the ball for 2 minutes at a time, and you know, just things like that. And
did they beat us last year?
No, we beat them. Yeah,
got that, yep.
But you know, now it's a little more up tempo. They're playing a little more up tempo style, and so, but it's still just a tough place to play. So, you know, we've got to be able to, you know, go over there and play with some confidence. Actually, but be honest though. I think we might rather play on the road this year because last time was our first home win.
So, it was?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was last time was our first home win. Of course, our schedule of people coming in to our place has been a little bit different. But
pretty good teams come in.
But, you know, because all those big teams have been at our place minus Spencer. So, you know, like I said, we just got to go over there and play well. And, you know, it's an important game for us, one, because it's a conference game, and two, it's a seeding game. And then also it's just getting close to tournament time, and we need to be playing well. So at this point,
will we have Liv tomorrow night?
Yeah, she practiced today.
Good.
So good.
Everything good?
Yep.
Good.
I seen you had a tweet. I think. Got to see Daniel play Monday night, huh?
Yeah,
that must have been a good game.
Yeah. You know, they're really good. Their one loss was first game of the year, and they were up by 6 with 2 minutes to go. And
what he said.
They took some bad shots and didn't guard very well and had some turnovers and got beat. But, you know, for that age level, boys, every conference game is minus Knoxville, who they don't have an eighth grade team. But every conference game is, you know, a 5 or 6 point game here and there from last year. So they got to play well to win. And right now they played well. They beat Rushi on Monday night in overtime. And so that was fun to watch, and they just play really well, play hard, play together. And, you know, they have a lot of kids that good step team. Up and do things. Yeah. And so, I actually get to see, I think his one more of his games, and that'll be on Monday. They play this Monday. And so I have a chance to see that
at home.
I think it's at home, but I'm not
sure. Schedule should be there.
They've only lost one. So
10-1,
I don't know, 8, 9, 10 to win. Okay. Yeah. So.
That's great. You, you know, we look at the new Knoxville, and then looking at the tournament, and I know we're a little ahead of that. So who is in? First of all, for people, we're D4 this year, right?
Yep.
And so we're in there with the Minsters, and it was St. Henry 3 or 4?
They're 4. It's basically the all MAC teams minus Versailles and St. John's.
Okay.
Yeah. So everyone else in the MAC, Well, in Coldwater. Coldwater's three. And then St. John's goes north, who's four, and Versailles is three. So it's everyone else in there.
And they do the super sectional as far as what, Allen East and...
I think they changed it. I think it's
Bath.
I think it's Coldwater. And it could be Bath. Someplace else. I think District's at Walpock. Yeah. So...
Yeah, I think I did read it as Bath. Yeah. So we ain't been to Bath for a long time.
No,
I ain't had a bath for a while.
Well, you don't have to tell us.
Well, I'm just saying, Neil.
You don't have to say.
You you talk about and I'm gonna get a little wordy here, and I'm gonna talk to you about life, basically. But if you look at where you're at in Brian's life, and you see you're coaching your daughter and your kids, and if you read your tweets, and you're at this, to me, I think you got it figured out, Coach. I think your life has got you got life figured out. I think you've took basketball, and it's always been, and you put it in perspective. And I think you think that comes from getting older? You think that comes from coaching your daughter? You think that comes from life in general? The maturing Brian Patch? what do you think of that?
I don't know. I'd say it's probably a combination of a lot of stuff. Probably learning a lot, growing as a coach.
Tough to coach your daughter?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
No. I saw a picture of Kim Wendell had put on, was going through some of the stuff she puts on, but she does a great job of taking pictures and things like that for us. It's amazing what she does. Yeah, so she's awesome to have around.
She is good.
And I was looking at one of the pictures, and because she had to pick out a picture and she had to send it to someone. So, I told her, I said, put this picture on. Of course, she's like, I know you love that picture. And it was a picture of me talking to her, and she was like looking in my eyes as we were talking. And, you know, she's a kid that when anyone talks, she's listening. Her eyes are into you. She's focused on what you're saying. She's, you know, she absorbs everything. She wants to be coached, and she wants to be good. And so, you know, she's easy to coach, you know, kids like that. And because they want to do the right things. And so they're going to listen to you. And so she, you know, I always talk about listen with your eyes, and she does that. She's always paying attention. So, you know, for her, it's easy to coach her, just because she's always trying to do the right things. And she does what that's best for the team. And
it's funny, back the AAU days, I remember that was the thing. We would he'd get down and he'd start talking, and I'd watch them kids, and you could just see the eyes rolling around. Of course, at the time it was Pig, and it was probably sixth grade.
Been, yeah.
And he would talk, and you could see kids that the Pig would listen to him. The kids that were early in the game, they listened. But the other kids, their eyes are up in the air, and they're looking up the stands.
Yeah. I just think it's a combination of a lot of stuff. I mean, things we've went through, things I've went through, you know, Annie all the time. You know, we'll talk about it. If, you know, we got beat after the St. John's game, and, you know, she could tell I was a little upset and kind of down, and she's like, you know, she puts it in perspective, you know, especially working what she does and sees the stuff she sees. It's like, hey, you know, God willing, you'll wake up tomorrow where some people don't get a chance to. And you know, after a while, you realize as bad as we want to win, it's still just a game. And you know, that's the maturity part, I guess, for me as a coach. It's if the kids are fortunate enough, they're going to get to play four more years after high school, you know, especially for girls. I mean, it's pretty much 4 years if you're done, if you have a chance to play. And I think that's great to have that as a goal because, you know, looking at my own kid, and I know Val is, I think Val's college is $180,000 and Liv's is $200,000 that they both had paid for.
Yeah.
So we just got $200,000 handed to us for free because of all Liv's hard work.
That's a Beaver knows about it too.
Yeah. So, you know, from that standpoint, it's a great thing. And I know Leslie's ecstatic because of Val with $180,000. Hey, that's a great deal.
Absolutely.
So if you can use that for that, you know, that's great. But then the other part of it is it teaches you so much more about life and experiences you have. And, you know, that's the part, I guess, as coaches, we try to do is incorporate the sport and use as life lessons to teach the kids those things. So
I'm sitting there last night before the game started, and I get there early, and I'm farting around there. And these girls, Brenna Homan, Allie Vaughn, your daughter, Val, Page Fork Camp care. They're just, they're so much fun to be around.
They are.
They have a personality. They have a personality. Now, I'm telling you, folks, it may, you know, right now, we've been through the gauntlet with this basketball team. These kids are class acts.
Great kids.
And they get it. And I'm telling you, watch out for this basketball team before it's all said and done.
Yep.
A couple jumpers here and there, a couple confident builders. Like last night, for example, it was Val first half last night. You said, Val, square up. She was just throwing it.
She had a lot of great looks. And
she did.
And that's what I told her is you're getting good looks. You got to shoot them. But you got to shoot it. You're just throwing it.
She rushed it. Everything was
right. It was just a throw up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying, I did not say don't shoot it because you're getting great shots or great shots we want you to shoot. But you're just throwing up a shot and throwing it and rushing it. You have no chance of hitting it. Yep. Square up, take your time and hit it. And then she started doing that second half.
And then she was just, she was foul.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to thank you for stopping up tonight. Short notice. We got the big guy coming up here. The band director, Reed Knuth, coming up right after this. We're going to take a break. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, coming back with the band director.
Sponsored by Wayne Street Mark.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a chili supper on Friday night, January 25th. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with Coldwater. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids under 5 are free. All proceeds benefit the FREA Scholarship Fund. Get to the Coldwater game early on January 25th and enjoy the FREA Chili Supper with all the fixins, serving from 4:30 to 6:30. The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up on Saturday, January 19th from 4 to 7:30. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixins, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. There'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $7.50 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on Saturday, January 19th from 4 to 7:30. You don't want to miss it.
You're right. We're on. We're back here. Bubba and Fee. Sports Talk Wednesday night. Just got done talking to the head coach of the girls' basketball team, Mr. Brian Patch. Now we've got the main band director, Mr. Reed Knuth. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
What's your shirt say? K-Hair,
K-Hair. Cower Power.
What's not Bill Cower.
Yeah.
You're a Steeler fan.
Steeler
fan. I was born in Pittsburgh, so.
He was?
Oh. Yeah. I'm a Penguins fan, too.
Are you really?
But I do root for the Reds.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, let me ask you a question. That. How does Reed Knuth end up in Fort Recovery, Ohio?
So I graduated in winter 2015, looking around for jobs. I ended up subbing for a few
few months in Columbus, and the former director, Sam Peel, I knew him. I was in band with him at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And so when I found out he was leaving, they just, he and then also my, the teacher in Hilliard that I student taught for, mm-hmm. told me that there was an opening, I should apply. So
that's how you got her.
Yeah, everything fell in line, and I ended up out here. So
ain't that amazing?
Yeah, it's, I got lucky.
Yeah. So you're a graduate from Ohio State?
Yep.
You play in the marching band, I take it?
Yep.
You ever, I mean, did you go to the bowl games and stuff?
No. I was actually only in the band for 1 year, and it was the year we were all and the post-Trestle
yeah.
stuff. We went undefeated, so that was kind of cool.
But right, but you went on to go to a bowl.
Yeah.
So you're, I have no clue how it works.
I don't either. I do prop practicing. I know that. I see you out there all the time.
So you end up in Fort Cover, Ohio. Okay, so you got your bachelor's in music, or how's that work?
Bachelor's in music education.
Yep.
Yeah. Technically, it qualifies you to teach any music class, but I mean, I can't sing, so
you can't sing alone.
No.
Hey, you don't need to sing to be able to teach them to sing.
That's yeah. right. I mean, I
make good all you have to do is yell at them when they do it wrong. Yeah. Wrong. That's yeah. what teachers yeah. do.
Yeah.
So maybe not.
So you come to Fort Recovery, and did you ever imagine coming to a school this size and a band who had, how many members did it have when you got here?
So my first year, we were
a little thin.
27, maybe.
27.
Yeah. Well, my graduating class was like 316. We had like 1,500 kids at our high school. Okay. So I didn't know they had high schools that were Fort Recovery size. But in a lot of ways, it's a great thing because yeah. you get to know all the kids in the district.
Oh, I've been too.
I'm still working on that at the high school because some of the grades there I've never taught. Right. But yeah, it's a nice change. I was totally unprepared for the like culture shock difference from Columbus, Ohio, but yeah. it was a good surprise. So
the kids have absolutely fallen in love with you.
Thanks.
Actually the community has, the band has the improvements in the band is unbelievable. And you know, you should be commended for that. And
thank you.
And I think part of it is getting the kids to believe in it.
Yeah.
You know, so when you come in here, did you have an agenda for what I got to do to get this thing, or how's that work?
Well, a lot of it was kind of getting to know the kids first and see what their passions were and how their morale was and what kind of go from there on kind of what I needed. I knew the number one thing we needed was to get bodies in the seats on the field. Yeah, just because especially as a competition band and marching band, the system's really rigged against Fort Recovery size schools. Mm-hmm. So I knew the more people we can get out there, the better we'll be. So that was like, I think, a priority. But also, I played basketball in high school and I did all kinds of other stuff outside of band. So I know that kids have like, their band, their life isn't band like it's my life. So I try to keep that in mind so that they're having fun and they're not miserable out there.
Yeah. So. The one thing I did notice, like the football, and we've had some great brand directors before you, but you understand the game. And it's kind of neat because I'll hear you say, okay, if we get the first down here, this is what we're going to do. You know, I haven't heard that before. You know, it's like, And you did it perfect. You know, a lot of stuff you bring out, and that's and it fires a team up.
Yeah, I love football to a fault. I get too emotionally invested in the games, I think.
We yeah, do. We're the same way.
Sometimes I end up kind of self-reflecting at the end why I feel so miserable when we lost to New Bremen. But yeah, I love football. It's in my blood, so... yeah, the way I view it is we have our events on the weekends. Fridays, yeah, we're there to perform, but we're kind of there supporting role for the football team. And I know from Ohio State, when you get the crowd fired up at an Ohio State game, they come out in the third quarter, and it's pretty hard for the visitors. Yeah. So that's kind of,
it is
in an ideal world, kind of what I like to do.
Yeah. So. You let's talk a little bit about our marching band and where we're at and how that all works. So this summer, I think it was this summer, this fall, whatever it was, you was walking around with yellow hair.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I think it was because you said if we get a one,
if we won a competition, we got first place.
Okay, first place.
Yeah, okay. We didn't get a one this year, unfortunately.
Okay.
But, yes, yeah, it was if we win a competition or get a one.
Okay.
You can dye my hair. I did not foresee how yellow it would be or how long.
With Steelers,
you
probably
how long it'd be that color.
That's perfect. You're ready to go to game.
It wouldn't have been so bad if my eyebrows weren't still brown. But.
So you should have had them dye the eyebrows too.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think
that would have been real. That could have ended really badly.
Yeah.
And I was worried because they actually bleached it. The first time my mom saw me, I thought she was going to light me on fire.
She's thinking, Reed, what are you doing?
It was really bad. I didn't think I was welcome in Cincinnati for a few weeks. I'm kidding. She was fine, but
yeah.
Let's just say she was happy when I got it all buzzed off. So
how do you develop a show? I mean, is that something that you look at other schools and see something that they, and you kind of say, you know, this is, how did you develop our halftime show?
A lot of stuff goes into it. A friend of mine from Ohio State, actually the same guy that Mr. Peel used, he writes the drill for us on the field, all the shapes and everything. And then the band director up at the Van Wert, Bob Sloan, he writes the music for us, and he does a fantastic job. So we get those elements together. And in terms of all the other stuff that goes into it, like the commentary and all the extra moves on the field, it's partially what I see other schools doing that I can steal from, or DCI. I like to watch DCI shows. It's like professional marching band. So kind of just mishmash. And to be frank, a lot of the ideas come from the students.
So do you start like early summer? And then this is what we're going to do. So then you get them all and you just start working on it.
Yeah. Actually, the planning phase starts back in like 2 weeks after the season ends. Okay. So we're actually well underway getting our next show ready. The kids haven't worked on it. But yeah, the kids get the music back in around May. We have a couple parades in the summer. And then starting mid-July, it's pretty much every day.
About every weekday. Day.
Yeah. Just because it takes so long to memorize the music and get a 7-minute show on the field.
So do you sit in the band room and do the music?
Yeah,
till they feel pretty confident. All right, let's go out to the field. And let's start putting something together.
We kind of do a little bit of both. When we first start working on music, it's pretty much all inside. But we do a lot of fundamentals, just basic marching to get everyone looking the same.
Yeah,
out on the field. And then once we've got the music memorized or close to memorized, then we start putting it on the field.
Yeah.
So
what is that? What is that? A practice? How long does it take for you in a day?
Once the season like really starts and school's going, we usually start at 7 o'clock. So just an extra hour.
Just an extra hour.
3 days a week. And then we have a 2-hour practice one night a week. In the summer, though, we go from 7 to 11 and then from 12 to 4. So
that's it
for a couple of weeks. Yeah.
What is when you look at, like, say we got a one this year, right? Or no, we didn't get a one. We won a show.
Yeah.
What's the difference? How do you judge? Like, we won a show but didn't get a one. I don't get that. And explain that to the people out there listening. What's the difference between a one and a two?
And the weird thing looking for was we actually won two shows and still didn't get a one. So at every competition, there's X number of bands in our class that compete, and they give awards for you get your place. You also have best auxiliary, which our color guard girls do. I can't believe how good they are. We don't have an instructor. I don't know how to hold a flag, and they teach themselves basically, and still routinely beat all the other MAC schools. At least all the ones in our class.
Yeah.
But they have that. They have best percussion. And so you can get trophies and all that. So we got a lot of hardware this year. And the judges, it's criticized by a lot of directors by how subjective it is, but it's kind of, the judges also give you ratings on your music and your visuals, your overall effect, your percussion, and then the judges give you a rating, and that's what, how you qualify for state. And I think overall, at least from talking to some other directors in the area, it sounds like the judging was really tough this year. So while we didn't qualify, we had qualified last year, I feel like our season was actually better this year. We had, I think, more success. I think the band's getting better every year. So
what's our numbers look like?
It's hard to tell right now for next year just because how many middle schoolers are going to stick with it. But I'm thinking we should have like 5 or 6 more kids in the high school band at least. So
good. You, and I got a list of questions. I was just kind of going around some things. What about funding of the band? Is that an issue?
Not out here as much as I was worried when I first, in college, they tell you about funding, about how it's impossible. One thing I've been wowed by in Fort Recovery is just the support that the community has for the band. Money is not as hard to get for a group like the marching band or concert band or any music out here as it was when where I grew up. The school board gives us a good amount for instrument repairs and all that and to order the show. And we do fundraisers, and it amazes me how people in Fort Recovery can buy the same pizzas twice a year and buy as much as they do. I love it. It's just a testament to the character of people out here.
Well, we do like pizza.
We do.
We're pizza people.
But we're pretty good pizzas.
But we also enjoy the, I mean, this town, in this area, the support of the kids is unbelievable.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I got so lucky.
Yeah, we're at the top of the hour. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Mr. Knuth. And we're going to talk more Indian band right after this on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Here are the basketball games scheduled for this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to New Knoxville to take on the Lady Rangers in an MAC contest. On Friday, the boys will host New Knoxville. Then on Saturday, the boys will travel to Arcanum. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast all the games this week for both the JV and varsity teams. Lots of basketball scheduled this weekend. Tomorrow, girls at New Knoxville. Friday, boys host New Knoxville. Saturday, boys at Arcanum. Get to all these games this weekend to support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Presale tickets for Friday's home boys basketball game with the new Knoxville Rangers will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 8 a.m. to 10:15 a.m., then in the high school office from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Note the later sales hours tomorrow evening. Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Presale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7 for both adults and students. There will not be presale tickets for Saturday's game at Arcanum.
Okay. So are you bringing us in or what? Neil.
We're in.
He's pointing wide open.
But I got my back towards you.
Well, you want me to yell?
He looks like a conductor over there.
What happened? We used to have such a smooth running show.
Well, because you can't see me now. The way this thing's set up, I'm behind you. So I'm very sorry.
We've got to get him out where you can see him.
So you're from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Ish.
I grew up in Cincinnati, Steel but
what school?
High school. I went to Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, two guys football. In my graduating class are in the NFL now. So
talk to me.
Who? Is that right?
Andrew Norwell plays left guard for the Jaguars, and Greg Mann's center for the Texans.
They're in the NFL. You know.
Yeah. I used to play basketball with Andrew Norwell.
He was basketball? Was you any good?
I was decent.
Was you? Did you play in high school?
Yeah, I had like career ending injury.
Really?
Yeah. So back. Ooh. Yeah. I ended up with a concussion and a broken elbow and two blown discs. So
my undercut you?
I was trying to
dunk it.
It was a fast break. I was trying to block a kid's shot. It was actually in eighth grade that it happened, and he kind of like went down and I went over his head and cracked into the floor.
Wasn't good.
So yeah. And that's why my dad didn't let me play football, because he was worried I'd get hurt for basketball, and I hurt myself. So
you ended up going to Ohio State and being a marching band. Let me ask you a question. How do they come up with their shows with all the stuff they do?
That's unbelievable.
How long has it been since you've been there?
I was in it in 2012.
Oh, so you did the Michael Jackson moonwalk?
Yeah, I'm in the 16 million... hit.
Are you really? One.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. So.
So you're in there. You're a star. Kind of, maybe.
You had only been a star if you missed your.
I did take a photograph with two fans from University of California that were there that wanted to take a photo with.
Is that right?
I was an alternate that day. I didn't even march that day.
Damn it.
I did take a photo.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought you were a star, though. That's big.
So how does that work? How do you. That's got to be.
It's pretty grueling. I've never sweat so much in my whole life. In the summer, they have 3 hours practices, 3 or 4 hours, two times a week. That's just training. It's not auditions or anything. They have tryouts, which are, it's 3 days your first time and then 2 days after that. And so you have the tryouts that go all day. And after that, you have 3 days. So we went like 7 to 10, 1 to or noon to 4, and then 6 to 10 or something. It was awful.
Big day.
Yeah. And they cut. I think we had, the year I tried out, we had like 800 people try out, and they take 231. So,
how long is that? You do the trial for how many times? How many days?
The tryouts are 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
And then they put it on a board or something? You're in, you're out.
Yeah, they read off everybody's name in the band, and they have a set number of spots. They'll never go higher or lower. And then once you get in, there's weekly challenges. So that there are two alternates in each row of the band that don't march. And the alternates challenge people. So in theory, and your rookie year, it's always like that. You kind of get tryouts every week.
Yeah.
The whole year. And I think that's how.
So you just challenge me, and if you beat me,
then I get your spot.
You're in this week, and I sit.
Yeah. And I know a lot of college bands, some really, really good ones. They, once you're in it, you're in it. You don't have to try out again. And I think one thing that, at least that I respect Ohio State so much for, is that doesn't matter how long you've been in the band, you've got to come back and try out again next year.
Stuff.
And you got to
that's awesome.
Keep it. So.
What instrument you play?
I played mellophone.
Well, a what?
It's marching French horn. It looks like a squash trumpet, sort of.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that anything like what Clayton plays?
Sort of, yeah. It's
It's
marching baritone, yeah.
Okay.
It's like that. It's a little bit smaller. The bell's about the same size. So.
Yeah. Are you still good at it?
Mellophone?
How many instruments could you play?
Well, I play piano and French horn are my two like main instruments. I can kind of dabble with the other brass instruments. I'm currently learning the bagpipes.
I love bagpipes.
That's awesome.
Man. At my funeral, will you play them?
I at this point, I'm still on the chanter. So
okay, you get better in 8 minutes. It probably won't be. Hopefully, it's a long time from now.
You got 30 years or 40 maybe to get her worked up.
Time, I'll get
her dialed in.
All right, we'll try to. I love bagpipes.
That is neat.
I do too.
So what makes you decide to learn that?
It's always been a bucket list thing. I used to love watching like the firemen's parades where they have the bagpipe marching. And I decided I wanted to be one of them. And I was in Scotland over the summer. And my taxi driver on the Isle of Skye was like, yeah, everybody out here plays it. And I said, well, I saw some kids that were like middle schoolers
standing on the
corner playing. Just me.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious. Golf? No. I rode the train around. I hiked a good amount. So.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
My daughter, Carly. Who's a teacher at Fort Recovery, Carly Stoglin,
yeah,
or Carly Roth. She said the other day you wore two different colored shoes to school. Is that true to that or not?
Oops. That's still sort of a secret, but yeah.
Oh, don't tell anybody?
Yeah.
Okay, don't.
Did you lose a bet?
No, that was not on purpose.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it was. So the light in my closet's broken, and the sun hadn't come up yet, and I didn't have a good eyesight or something. I don't know.
You're legally blind, you said.
Yeah, without my glasses on. But I have my glasses on, so I can't claim that. But I put my shoes on, didn't notice that they felt different.
Damn.
Got to school, and the two flutes in the front row said, why are you wearing two different shoes? And I looked down, sure enough, I had a brown one and a black one on.
Just making a statement.
That's right.
That was a Snapchat legend among the students, apparently.
Was you really?
Yep.
That's funny.
At what age did you first become interested in music? Was he a little fart smeller?
My big sister played piano. She would have been, I think, first or second grade. So when I was like in kindergarten, I think I started kind of meddling around with it. I started lessons in first grade. So, as long as I can remember, it's kind of always been a part of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an outlet and it's something that I'm pretty good at. Yeah.
A couple other questions here. So, let's see here. Because I got some good questions here.
Good ones so far.
Thank you, V.
Antonio Brown can go.
He's out.
I don't know. He's someone else's problem.
He's a diva.
Yeah. Send him the way of Le'Veon Bell.
Goodbye. Yeah. Le'Veon Bell.
Here's one for you, Kay. This is a guy texted and said, as I watch band directors and their hands go up and down, side to side, different heights, different motions, do each of them mean something different? What do each of those mean? If I went to three different shows with three different band directors, would they all move their hands in the same for signals?
I think in general, most directors are going to be similar. I think you could even go see the same band director conduct the same song and they'll do it differently each time. In general, like when you have, say you have four beats in a measure, down is beat one, up is beat four. So you have general patterns that you try to go. If you're in three beats in a measure, you're going to have a triangle of some sort that you conduct. But
so is when you're playing and you're up there doing that, am I supposed to be watching you when I'm playing?
They're supposed to be watching me.
Then that's who gets me in. You get them in rhythm, basically?
Although I've learned, especially when you go younger, sometimes it's they kind of drive themselves. So, and I just kind of try to act like I know what I'm doing. So they just kind of, when you get sixth graders going, they kind of go and you just kind of got to roll with it.
Let her fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you teach any instrument? I got a harmonica for Christmas. Could you teach me how to play the harmonica?
I can play one song on harmonica.
You can.
Billy Joel, Can a Man.
Shut up.
That's the only song I can play on harmonica.
Jody, bring the harmonica.
So do you try
that's
to
all
do...
We need.
Neil, you got a harmonica?
I got a couple of them, yeah.
Here?
No, I don't have one here.
We need one here now.
I'm sorry, I don't have one now. Do you try to play notes or do you try to play chords as background or do you do kind of both?
On harmonica?
Yeah.
I don't even think I play well enough to be able
would
to...
Would we know it was Billy Joel?
Yeah. I play the same thing he plays. That's awesome. The only thing I know how to play. I'm a self-taught amateur. I just listened to Billy Joel's thing and I got a harmonica for Christmas. Oh, I love Billy Joel.
I love Billy Joel.
I don't have the I can't get it hooked into our sound thing, but I can. I was thinking it was at the very beginning. Is it at the beginning?
Yeah, right here.
You can play this.
Yeah, not as well as he does.
Well,
that's all right.
But you wouldn't have no trouble playing that.
Probably not.
Give her a shot.
I like it.
Yeah, that's kind of my shtick. That's kind of what I've always... That's been my thing. I've always played Piano Man.
Really? Are you allowed to do that as part of the band in one of the shows? I guess you could do it for our football stuff because nobody's judging it. But
I could. Yeah, it's mostly something that, like... When it's a kid's birthday, they ask me to play it, so I'll play it before practice. Or
I like it.
How about piano? How good are you at piano?
Piano, I think, is my best instrument.
He can play piano, man.
That's your.
I've been playing now for like 20 years.
You can tickle the ivories pretty good. Can you play like the Sting?
I've never done it, but
the Sting,
like the movie,
yeah,
Entertainer,
Entertainer.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can play that.
No problem. Yeah, you got a piano here?
I might need to practice it a lot.
I do, but it's broken.
Oh, man, I wish I had a harmonica.
That'd be big.
We're music guys. We freaking love it. So,
oops, still got Piano Man going.
Piano Man?
Here we go.
When I was in sixth grade, there was another French horn player in my band. Played this at the talent show and I just played piano and he tore the house down.
Did he really?
Yeah. I got so jealous. So I went home and picked a different Scott Joplin song and locked myself in the room with the piano and didn't leave till I figured it out.
So
yeah,
is that right?
So it took me like 4 hours.
Which Scott Joplin song was that?
It was the Maple Leaf Rag.
Yeah. So one of the,
yeah.
But now was that one in the Sting? I don't think it was. That's really,
it was his number one hit back when he wrote it.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't think it's in the Sting.
110 years ago.
So who's your professional hero? You got one?
Music hero?
Yeah.
J.S. Bach. He's long dead. He died in 1750.
He's not real popular on the radio right now, but
yeah.
Here's Maple Leaf Rag.
I was so jealous.
One of the all-time great ragtime.
So you played that on your horn?
No, on piano.
On piano.
Yeah, I actually, up until my senior year of high school, I was kind of planning on playing piano in college instead of horn.
Yeah.
So I switched over. I started taking horn lessons for like real.
It's hard to march.
The end of my
piano on your back.
Yeah. End of my junior year.
No, somebody else carries a piano.
I got it.
He just plays it.
Be like Purdue with the big drum.
Oh yeah.
Push it for me.
Oh yeah.
Reed Cunningham. What about? So I got some other questions here. Is there band camps for individuals?
For individuals,
like you know how people go to volleyball camp, basketball camp.
Oh, okay, yeah. They're not through a school, but Fred J. Miller has a great one. Actually, we send our drum major every year to it, and our color guard captain. So they go and it's not like you put on a show. At least I don't think so. But it's more they teach you leadership skills and work on that sort of thing. There are a lot of music camps kind of all over. And those ones you can go. Some of them you have to try out for. You play and then you have a concert and all that. So
where do you... So with that being said, do you push kids to do that?
I encourage it. I'm not a believer in forcing stuff on people. The drum major camp is pretty, that's pretty, like, you kind of have to do that one just because if you've never been a drum major before, Brandon Bruns did a fantastic job. But I'm sure he could tell you it's scary your first time up there. So going to a camp and learning is, it helps a lot.
Now, do you have tryouts for them positions?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many people try out for that?
It depends. My first year here, we had like four, maybe. Last year we had one. It was Brandon.
Yeah.
And he did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So will he be, he got the inside track till he graduates? Is it his job till he?
Most likely, yeah. I haven't made any decisions about placements for next year, but I'd say Brandon's got a good job. He's shown he has the, you got to have a certain character to be able to lead the band because, yeah, it's just the drum major is almost like a staff member in terms of just like the amount of work that goes into it. So, yeah, I'd say he definitely has a good shot at it. So.
Well, good. So let's go back a little bit and talk a little bit about you and where you live. You live here in town? You live where you live in?
I live outside Coldwater.
Live outside Coldwater.
Yeah.
Married, Dave?
No.
No? Girlfriend?
No, I've been talking to somebody, but...
All right.
I'm still single, so...
Yep.
I have a dog.
Kind of.
Gino. He's a yellow lab mix.
Awesome dog.
Yeah, he's a puppy. He chews on everything.
Does he beat the crap out of the apartment?
He tries.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think so far for recovery?
I love it out here.
Awesome.
It was definitely a different, because when I lived in Columbus, we had a Starbucks and a Chipotle every 10 feet. So
couldn't swing dead cat without hitting one of them.
Yeah. So
we got hotheads.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go there every once in a while. And I've never been a huge Chipotle or Starbucks person, but it was just like...
there.
Yeah, it was just like we had all kinds of stuff and out here. It was just an adjustment. I've become a much better cook since I moved out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you.
So, but yeah, I love it out here. The people especially, everybody out here is really down to earth, hardworking. I remember the first time, the first year I was here, I had to move some percussion equipment. So I asked the percussion to stay after school one day to help me move it over to the middle school. And I got over to high school from the middle school to start bringing stuff over. And there were like four other kids that weren't even percussionists that heard that I needed help. So they just stayed after school. Yeah. And I just remember sitting there thinking, never in like my wildest dreams would I ever have imagined something like that.
Right.
Yeah. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Nobody at my school. I probably wouldn't have done that growing up.
And I'm going to guess that isn't the only time that's happened.
Oh, no.
Kids are better than we were.
Yeah. The kids out here are just fantastic.
So are snakes, Bob.
Whoa, Neil. Low blow.
So,
yeah, it was. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
In the Ohio State band, now, to me, it's the neatest thing ever when you march out.
The tunnel? The ramp, yeah.
That is the greatest. It's the greatest goosebump moment for me ever.
Oh, me too.
I absolutely love that. I think that's the neatest thing ever.
We had a competition at Ohio State in the stadium this year, a high school one. And at the end of the day, it was like a 12-hour long competition. At the end of the day, the OSU band did it. And I think the kids would tell you I was like screaming and I was going nuts. Yeah, I love that.
That is awesome.
I agree with you. I watched the YouTube of the Ohio State band.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's awesome to watch.
It is. And there's so many neat different views of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think it's really cool. So, first of all, thanks for coming up tonight.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Know, just, you're just a guy who the kids, you know, and I mean that when I say the kids just absolutely love this guy.
They sure do.
And that's half the battle. And Carly says everybody in school just loves the guy.
Got him. Yep.
So my hope this is a long relationship.
Heck yeah.
I'm choking on a piece of meat here. Mm-hmm. But make sure that you know that anytime you need anything from Fort Covey Radio and you want to come up and we're here.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And just get a hold of Neil.
Yeah. Neil broadcast.
Anytime you have an event going on, make sure you let us know. We can record something for you. You can record it. You can have one or two or three of the kids record
stuff.
That's
what's great. Get the kids in here to do stuff like this.
Because, yeah. I'm sure they'd love it.
Come in and record something about your breakfast and anything else you have going on.
Yeah.
We want to promote things that are going on in Fort Recovery and especially the school, but anything in Fort Recovery, especially the school and in the band, you know, you don't play home games. You know, you play at home football games and you play in the stands, but your competition, you know, it's not home one week and away the next and that kind of stuff. You're always somewhere else doing your competition and anything we can do. And so it's hard.
You need to have a band.
It's not a great spectator sport.
Huh? To host one?
Yeah.
I've actually put a lot of thought into that. It would take a great deal of work, not just for me, but I think from a lot of people around here. It'd be tough just in terms of like feasibility, like where to put all the buses and everything. Yeah. But I've thought about it.
That'd be neat.
Yeah, it would be cool to host.
Make you some money too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it definitely it makes money for the band over time. Yeah. It's just like finding the capital to start it and all that. Yeah. So.
Well, partner, thanks for stopping up.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
anytime.
It, man.
Yeah, well.
Thanks for coming up.
Reed Knutha, band director, Fort Recovery High School, and an all around good dude. We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bub and Feed, 20 after 9.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, January 28th from noon to 6 p.m. And Moeller Brew Barn of Maria Stein is sponsoring a pint for a pint promotion. All blood donors will receive a token that they can redeem for a free beverage at Moeller Brew Barn. Appointments are recommended. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are also welcome. There's always a need for blood no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood and get a free pint for a pint token from Moeller Brew Barn at the Legion's Blood Drive on Monday, January 28th between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
I know. Good job, Neil.
Hey, here we go.
Stop yelling at me.
So Bob Costas announced his retirement today.
Bob Costas?
Yep. Marty Brannaman announced his retirement today.
He's done it.
And folks, we're taking this time now that Bub and Fee are announcing that we're taking a 2-week break.
I hate us.
Because folks, I love you guys. And
but not enough to stay in Ohio.
But I have to go to Florida. And I tell you, Neil, I'm going to miss you guys.
Oh, big.
And my good friend's coming down Wednesday.
I'd like to say we'd miss you, too, but I'd be lying.
But we're going to think about you guys.
Yes. And laugh.
The weather forecast is not that bad. 9 below on Sunday.
Too bad.
Shouldn't be too bad out.
78, I think.
Yeah, not Florida. Too bad. Yeah. I mean, I tell you, Neil, you're my friend. Mm-hmm. I'll send you pictures of me on my Speedo. Yeah, Speedo.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Naked? You want naked pictures?
I don't know what the difference would be between Speedo and naked.
Just a, what are we going to do without sports talk for 2 weeks? We got anybody coming in?
No. I talked to Jordan to see if they wanted to do their practice squad, but he's still hospital.
Yeah, he's still. With, but she had a great day today.
Yep. She did. Good.
Yeah.
So things are going the right way, but we can't just say, "Oh, let's go play on the radio now."
Right. Right.
That's not a good thing. So,
but we just want to say that we love our loyal listeners.
Yep. But we'll be back.
But everybody takes vacations.
Gotta take a vacation.
I don't.
That's a lie.
Okay.
It's a lie.
Okay. When's the last vacation you ever heard of me taking?
I mean, it depends. Everybody has a different...
I went to Muncie a month ago.
Is that a vacation? Joker's Wild?
No.
Bow, chicken, bow, bow. Actually, I think they closed Joker's.
Joker's had it?
Yep.
Dang on it.
Yep. That place was disgusting.
I wouldn't know.
That's a lie. You and Rocker frequently went there? No. And Homer's down?
Well, Homer and I maybe, but not Rocker.
Rocker's out?
Yeah.
See Rocker's picture?
Uh-uh.
Rocker took a header.
He did? Oh, no.
Did you see it, Spencey? He fell down.
No.
Landed on his face.
Oh, no. Going up, get the mail?
No, I think he was drunk.
Whoops.
What?
It said Rocker, what did it say? Rocker?
Rocker rocks out.
Cement, curb one, rocker zero.
Oh, no.
All I see is top 10, where are they now, 60s edition.
Hey, I got a couple things here for any chance. Okay, the Fort Recovery Traveling Tribe.
Oh, yes.
They're hosting the Shane Long Scholarship Dinner on February 8th. That is the Friday of the Fort Recovery St. Henry basketball game. They're also honoring our Scholastic Bowl MAC champion that game.
Yes.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So the Shane Long Scholarship Dinner is the 8th of St. Henry game. Tickets can be purchased from any boys basketball player from Fort Recovery or St. Henry. Yes, they're helping since the Big Easy. Coach Long coaches over there. So, so Mark Long is also selling them. God love Mark Long. And, and Shane Banger. And,
so
and,
if is that who sent that to you?
Brad Evers. So okay. Brad Evers, if you want us to get a plug on the radio, we can.
Yeah, we need you to
write something up
to send us the details, or better yet, see Patty Layfeld at the school, and she has a communications class, and one of those kids or two of those kids may be able to put a script together, record it, and send it to us.
It's a chicken dinner for Romers for $8 for is what we're going to have. I'm in. Get me some tickets.
$8 is the suggested price.
You can give more.
Yes, lots of people do.
I seen a picture on Facebook with Derry Berry and Barb.
Hey, we forgot about that.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Welcome home, Barb. Welcome I told her that. Home. Yeah, welcome home. Back.
She missed the beat. Bernie was there last night, but he sat kind of away. I said, "Bernie, get your butt down here, bub.
Get to work." And
it's back to work.
Back to work.
It's a perfect scenario. It is a perfect scenario. Get her come back, finish the year out.
Yes, yes. And she has zero intention of wanting that job back.
Right. She's great. I mean, Barb's Barb. She'll do it the way it's supposed to be done. And you know, Kurt Rammel, we were all Kurt Rammel fans, and Kurt moved on to a different job and
try something different.
Absolutely. So Barb took over, and
I haven't talked to him except one time, just a quick howdy to see how that new job's going. But
he'll do good.
I think he'd only been there a day or two. So
he has that Rammel. Them Rammels got a personality.
Yep,
great.
Yep,
person.
They just can't. You're just winners. You know,
absolutely.
And I'm just a fan of the Rammels. So Sophie.
Yep. It's break time.
It is break time.
Uh-oh.
What happened? So,
somebody named Dave, and I just was looking at my emails. And for some reason, it came in as a song request, but the song request title is, "Why Does Reed Eat Bugs for His Band?" So we didn't get a chance to ask him that
he
one.
He eats bugs?
Well, I don't know. Ask Reed why he ate a spider in front of the band. Good story.
Oh, and God. I'll tell you what, man. This guy's
I just, I didn't, I wasn't checking my email at all. Not even sure why I clicked on it right now, but I don't usually look at any of that stuff when we're on the air, but I just happened to look at that. Sorry. Mr. Knuth, if you're still listening, just come on back in and we'll just ask you about that spider.
Eat a spider.
Eat a spider.
We had guys at the Coopers eat worms and stuff for like $8-$9.
Make a little money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I it's not for me.
I'm out.
I wouldn't do it for 10.
12?
Maybe.
Well, I'm in.
I would not eat a worm. I'm out, no, boys. I am definitely out.
I have, but I didn't do it on purpose.
But what I am into is saying arrivederci for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, right.
And we're not going to be happy about that.
Spencey's also on vacation.
Yep.
How's that?
Because no sports talk for Wednesday nights. Yeah, now you're on vacation.
So two straight Wednesdays, I got a whole vacation day.
Exactly.
I can go to Muncie again. Dayton.
Back to Muncie.
Go to Columbus, maybe.
Spend some time with the family.
My wife and kids, you mean?
No, I mean like...
Drive to Texas and visit my sister for...
There you go. Yeah.
2 days down, 2 days back.
A little road trip.
I don't think I can do that on Wednesday.
Not in this weather.
In any weather. I don't think I'd do that on one day.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
Well, anyway, we want to thank Coach Patch again. I love Coach Patch. Yes, Coach and awesome. Mr. Knuth.
Knuth was awesome.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Bob, when you're in Florida, don't forget you can listen to the games on Fort Recovery Radio.
Absolutely.
While you're gone.
I'll be heading out Friday, and I'll be listening to the new Knoxville Ranger Fort Recovery game.
Absolutely. Harold, if you get things worked out with Chuck, he can probably have you announce the games from Florida.
There you go.
Mr. Overla's doing the announcing Friday night.
Mr. Overla's going to take my position.
So you may never get back because he's solid.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he is, absolutely.
But you can talk him out of it because you can say, well, you know, you're busy. What if something comes up and you have to go do administrative stuff? So
You know, Brad Evers would announce it.
Yep.
He's still coaching.
Him.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know that, but I'd say yes. I'd say yes, he is.
But he is, too. I don't know either.
Probably is.
All right. Hey, we want to thank everybody for listening tonight.
Yep.
We will be back on in a couple weeks.
See you in a couple weeks.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.